Hello, welcome to Keeping It Real, where we share entrepreneurial stories from entrepreneurs who are passionate about their business and have participated in our guest blog series, shareyourstories.online. With me today is Sharon Gilmore Glover, who is a business consultant, coach, and educator, helping entrepreneurs and leaders reach their stretch goals and attain them over a period of time. Welcome.
Hi, Trish. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm fab. It's a beautiful, perfect summer day out there.
It is. Now, you know, when I was reading your guest blog, I noticed that not only are you co-founder of Lightcore, but also Mechanics of Flow too. And I guess we should have full disclosure here because you and I are partners in Mechanics of Flow too.
Yeah. So you would know me being there.
Yeah. So why don't we spend a little bit of time talking about that initiative? Because it was a bit of a journey for you. You know, as an educator, you had this wonderful content. And I remember sitting on your back deck, chit-chatting about this content. And then the next thing you know, before you knew it, and it seemed like a very short period of time, boom, we had this wonderful online course called Mechanics of Flow 2. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what the content means?
So actually, that was a journey for me because initially I put that content together for someone else. The idea is, so we, in our consulting practice, we tend to work with small to medium sized enterprises, meaning we tend to start with businesses at the $3 to $5 million mark and go up to about $500 million. And there are quadrillions of businesses that are important and thriving and have the opportunity to grow that are under $3 million that we didn't really service. And so it was a combination of, we wanted to figure out how could we support that end of the market, because it's incredibly important for Canada. And I think everywhere that has a thriving middle class to support those, like every company that exists. Coca-Cola started as a startup at some point. I don't know anything about Coca-Cola except that it's a huge corporation. It started, you know, somewhere with somebody selling.
Started with a great idea.
Right. At some point, it was generating its first few cents in revenue. Every business starts that way. And we have got to get better at growing those small to medium sized enterprises, because large corporations are not going to be employing large. They're already not employing large numbers of people anymore. Right. So there was that element from a business purpose perspective of how do we help these organizations grow when we don't work in that part of the market. And then a former client was wanting to do something different. So I actually created content for her, and then her business took a different turn. So we had this content, and it was you who said we should just repackage it and put it out. So you and I, in talking together, I chose the 10 modules that there's three on building your foundation, there's three on planning, and then there are four on execution. And if you do them all on your own, independently, or with your private consultant or your coach, it will take you 10 to 12 to 14 months. And the great thing about this content is that it's, you know, and then you come back around and revisit it. Your foundation will likely not change that much. You may have refined it or understand it more deeply, but certainly these days, you know, your short range plan is going to change. Oftentimes we found with clients when they did 3 or 5 year planning, they achieved that plan in a much shorter period of time and wanted to revisit. And execution, you know, we are all living in a very topsy-turvy, upside down, especially COVID and post-COVID. Nobody can predict anything. We don't have our tried and true. So this is a way to get your thinking, you know, what do I do? Where do I want to go next? And bring you back to something grounded.
Well, you know, what's been really fun is you and I have been talking for the last few weeks, and actually I've been completing the modules once again for myself, because to your point, I think we're finding that, you know, your why and your passion and the results that you're looking for is all going to change for many of us, because the advent of, you know, the economy and the way that it is right now, we're just finding that there's a tremendous amount of change. So tell me a little bit about one of the things that is in the modules is the fact that you can do it as a self-study. You can do it in conjunction with a coach, and it could even be used as part of a mastermind session to sort of focus everyone's energy on one topic and then share a lot of ideas. So, you know, I know that's not how we originally intended the program to be, but talk a little bit about how the mastermind and the coaching component really can enhance that one-to-one experience.
Well, the mastermind, that kind of evolved out of work that we did a long time ago, actually, for a CA firm. We ran a luncheon and a dinner once a month for owners of businesses and facilitated this content. So they were all non-competing. They were all completely different. They were all clients of this particular CA firm. And the power of it was, even though they all had very completely different businesses, varying sizes, varying levels of complexity, they all had the same kinds of challenges, and they all had experience that they could bring to bear. So that common content, which was a context base, so it wasn't specific to telecom, or it wasn't specific, it wasn't industry specific, and it wasn't specific, it's not like consulting where it is very specific to your particular business. It was more context-based that everybody needed to deal with, and then we tailored it to each participant. So the mastermind has always stuck with us because the power is taking the time to actually step back for 90 minutes to 2 hours once a month to work on your business, going away with a very short-term focus of, I want to, this is what I'm going to focus on in the next 4 weeks. And then having the support. It's like a peer advisory board, a little less intense, but having that support of other entrepreneurs who have dealt with the same challenges that you're dealing with in that safe place where you can say, Bill, I don't know what to do about Bill. I've tried this, 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 and this, and I don't know what else to do. Or this was my favorite one. Somebody said, I could use some input here. An employee came in and said, I've been offered some huge percentage more to go work for a competitor. And he said, I have no idea what to say. This guy's pretty important to me. I don't want to lose him, but there's no possible way I can afford to pay, 80% more. That's just crazy. That's way over market. We couldn't possibly afford it. And one of the other women who had a totally different business said, I've had that exact problem. And I was so shocked. I said to her, oh my God, that's amazing. You have to take that job. Like, that's phenomenal. I could never afford to pay you that. I don't know. I didn't know anybody could, but if somebody's offering you that, like, you really are good. You should go take that. Right. And the employee was so taken aback, and it actually turned out not to actually be real. It was, they worked it out, and it led to a really honest conversation.
Well, that's the really cool thing about the content, right? Because it starts new conversations. And I think that's what everybody's really looking for at this particular point in time, is some support and to be able to sort of bounce and brainstorm those ideas off one another, because that's what it's really all about. I mean, and to your point, you mentioned earlier, very early in our conversation, that the entrepreneurial market is really what is going to become the backbone of our economy moving forward. And under 5 employees is very common. You and I also work with solopreneurs who are, they feel like an island unto themselves. And yet at the same time, the collaboration that they can get with other people is really important. And so the materials that we have available is really a great way to bring everybody together.
Absolutely. And then if you don't, everybody is different. And lots of entrepreneurs, particularly solopreneurs, are do-it-yourselfers. Yep. And so they don't necessarily want to work with anyone. So in the modules, as I wrote them and recorded them, everything that is in there has come out of our 20 plus year history with Lightcore. It's all based on real live work with real live businesses across all industries and actually we've had international clients. So it's very real. It's very applicable. And it will move the business forward. And you can do it on your own if you're a real do-it-yourselfer. You can do it with your employees, if you, or your team, if you have a formal team, or those people that are really important to you, you can do it all together yourself, or you can work with your coach or consultant, and they can really help you dig in and work through those barriers. And also it is that help. It's hard to find time to work on our businesses. And then, you know, it's heavy lifting. Working on a business is heavier than doing what we do. So it's easy to procrastinate and having that, oh, we have a meeting. Did you get done?
Exactly. One of the things that we do at the end of every guest blog is we asked each entrepreneur to share their three words of advice, not only for their own peer group, but for would-be entrepreneurs. And your three words of advice are passion feeds success. So just give us a quick summary as to why you felt that those three words were really important to share.
It all starts with passion. Everything starts with passion. Any company that you can name started because of a passion. And the other thing that passion does for us is that it gets us out of bed on those days when we're not feeling so in love with our business, because everybody, it's not super easy to grow a business of any size. Mm-hmm. It's not the easiest road we could take. There absolutely will be challenges. Our passion moves us through that and keeps us engaged. And then our passion, and I think this is the most important one, is what helps us move through our fear, because the biggest barriers are the internal ones.
For sure.
And my favorite question to clients is, what in your passion is bigger than this fear of moving forward?
Well, that's a really great question to end our segment with, Sharon. And I really want to thank you for spending some time talking about not only the mechanics of flow, but the wonderful work that you've done with Lightcore. And to our viewing and listening audience, I hope you've enjoyed today's segment where we introduce you to the person behind the logo in Keeping It Real. Thank you.
Thanks, Trish.